Blog Talk Radio.
Out in the city, everybody's gone crazy. Angels soft and charming are in high demand. Man at the store trying to take my teepee. He'll have to pull it out of my dead hands. Wipe everything down relentless. No shaking hands or kissing. Stay at home, lock the door, keep your social distance. Oh, no, no. Shoot, I'm down to my last roll, roll, roll. Here I go. I'm a survivor. You're damn right I'm a fighter. I'm a both hands washing, Netflix watching, hoarding sanitizer. So don't you go a thinking I'm going out of drinking. I'm staying home and self-quarantine. Don't cough on me. Gross. Don't cough on me. If you want it, if you want it, come and take it. If you want it, if you want it, come and take it. If you want it, if you want it, come and take it. If you want it, come and take it. I'm a survivor. You're damn right I'm a fighter. I'm a both hands watching, Netflix watching, hoarding sanitizer. So don't you go with thinking I'm going out of drinking. I'm staying home and still quarantine. Don't cough on me. Gross. Don't cough on me.
Was Don't Cough on Me. And a lot of these songs do not have artists attached to them. So that was not my normal opener, but this is not a normal show. So we got the idea for this show from John, and we thought, yeah, let's do it. And so I talked to Shauna, and we decided we were going to do it together. So instead of this being my Saturday show, this is our show of coronavirus parodies. Now, some of you might think that this is such a serious situation, we're making fun of it. No, we're not making fun of it. What we're doing is taking the parodies that people have made to try to lighten it up a little bit, to give us some laughs, to let us feel a little better about getting through the situation and not everything being so heavy. So this is something Shauna and I are going to do together. We're going to have fun. We're going to make you guys have fun and just enjoy the comedy of the songs for what it is. It's not making fun of anybody. It's not belittling anybody. It's not putting down the situation. It's trying to make it lighter so we can handle it better. And we're all in this together. So let's have some fun together. Okay? It's great. Mm-hmm. Not a problem. Hi, Shauna. How you doing, sweetheart?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
Well, I have been busy, busy, busy. And the thing that comes to mind is when everybody asks how I am, I used to raise dogs, so I kind of say I'm busier than a bitch with 13 puppies and one teat.
Oh, my gosh.
A bitch is a female dog, so it's okay to say that.
No, it's funny. I haven't heard that expression in many, many years. How old do they say that? I haven't heard that expression in a coon's age. Where'd that come from?
Yes.
Yes, as Jenny said, this is a collaborated show between her and I and John, which is, you know, our special guy. We love him, and we want to make people happy. We want to find humor. You have to find some humor in the darkness. You have to find some smiles and laughs. I mean, even if it is from people hoarding all the toilet paper to mamas pulling out their hair because they have enough positions, but now they have to be teachers as well as everything else. So it's just a way to open up y'all's senses and senses of humor. It has nothing to do with making fun of the virus. We know full well the virus is very serious, and we have to find some kind of humor, some kind of light.
Exactly.
Or we're all just going
to find
a way. We have to find some. So that's what today's show is. Y'all have been spreading these videos for the last 2 months amongst yourselves. So don't be giving me little reports that this is wrong, because y'all have been sending these videos to us through Messenger and that for about 2 months. I mean, that one that sounds like Jolene that's called Quarantine had been sent to me at least 30 times. So it's not any songs that y'all haven't been sharing y'allselves. So we need to find humor in some of this.
And look at how many of them there are.
Yes,
everybody. I think everybody decided, okay, we need to do something fun. We need to get something funny rolling. And there are so many of these parody songs that, hey, you know, it's a pretty crowded bandwagon, I tell you. Right now,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty crowded. So we're going to do
is.
Good.
Everybody's doing
and,
one. Most housewives from cities are doing them in their kitchen, you know. They're taking a song and they're putting words.
Exactly.
Words,
well, I have one in here that's done by a family. You know,
good.
The family Corona Boogie.
Home right now together, so it's great to be able to sing
exactly.
with the family.
Exactly. It's called the Family Lockdown Boogie.
Oh, fun.
So, why don't, as a matter of fact, if I can rack that up right quick. This thing moves so easy. There it is. Okay. And hello, Anne. Anne is
hello,
here
Jenny.
Too.
Hello, Shona.
As faithfully.
Oh, hi.
And Susan, I don't know if Susan can get in or not. She has a lot of trouble most of the time. But, you know.
I'm great. Thank you, Shona. Hope you are.
I'm fine. I finally helped my husband get on the riding lawnmower so he can mow the grass. He wants to do that. His ankle's still twisted. It's healing, but I had to help him get on the lawnmower.
Oh,
so
my
he can
goodness.
Do this. It was funny. He should have taped it. But I'm fine. Everything's great.
Good.
It's a beautiful day. We're all alive, and we're going to have a little bit of fun and a little bit of laughs, and hopefully you guys can feel good about today at least. Mm. Well,
just
at least
laugh
for today.
At it. Just laugh at it. Just laugh
right.
at it. Decide you're not going to be offended and just laugh at it. There's nothing to be offended about. It's not meant in any way to offend anybody.
Most people sharing these for the last 2 months anyway, so everybody
exactly.
has...
Exactly. Mm. Okay. Right now, let's do that one I told you about, the Family Lockdown Boogie. So
good.
Just have fun with it because it's hilarious.
Goes out to anyone who's on coronavirus lockdown with their immediate family. This is the Family Lockdown Boogie. We're stuck here in the house for the next 4 weeks or so, and we won't be going out because the government said no. Just my mother and my father and my sister and me and little Maisie too. So for the family sanity, can't you see what we must do? Hey, Graham.
Yeah?
Do you want to move?
I want to move.
Hey, Joe.
Yo.
Can you feel the groove?
I feel the groove, yeah.
Hey, Lonnie.
What's up?
Do you want to take a chance?
Oh, yeah.
The family's together, so let's just dance. Lock the door, hit the floor.
It's the Family Lockdown Boogie.
Incarcerated, blood-related.
Family Lockdown Boogie.
Dancing queen in quarantine.
Family Lockdown Boogie.
We can't go out, so we're all about
Family Lockdown Boogie.
What a treat it is to be locked down with these three, because we can't get on each other's nerves if we're dancing constantly. We're staying strong and getting along, because that's just how we do. Won't let this virus divide us, so try this with your family too.
The streets are empty and the doors are locked. We've got time aplenty and the free.
separated, blood related.
Family lockdown boogie.
Dancing queen in quarantine.
Family lockdown boogie.
Oh, we can't go out, so we're all about
family lockdown boogie.
Twitter-pated.
And don't deny it. Be proven.
I'll never deny it. I've been Twitter-hated for years.
Everybody's going to look at you and not know what the heck you're talking about. They're going to think you're out of your mind, you're crazy, left field, out of the ballpark, just weird. But whatever.
Well, they think we're crazy anyway, don't they?
I am crazy anyway, so it doesn't matter. Just add the Twitter-pated to it, it's
not
fine.
Not you, they think we're all crazy.
Are you kidding me? What woman is it?
Exactly.
Degree. To some degree. What woman is
exactly.
it? Right. Exactly. Okay, there are reasons behind
yeah,
that crazy.
Let's go another song, because we got a lot of songs to cover, guys. I mean, you know.
Oh,
and
great.
They are fun.
Yeah.
We've got one. It's by probably not a serious group, but they called themselves Home Free to do this. And it's called Quarantine. And it's a parody on Elvira.
Oh.
yeah, exactly.
It's hardly
obviously was not Elvira. But, oh well. I think part of the labeling got left over from the previous song I loaded in, which supposedly is Elvira. I don't know. And then in the midst of all that, Shauna got cut off, and so I had to tell her, call back, it cut you off, call back. Susan got dropped.
It did cut me off. See, what happened was, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry. I got Twitter pated, and I actually hung up the phone.
And you just had to go.
You know, I just got into an Elvis fog thinking about something else, and then I hung up. So, that's my fault.
Getting Twitter pated will do that to you.
As far as I know, it can give you speeding tickets, according to Rhonda.
Whoa, you got it. Hey.
That's right.
It needs to be a syndrome. We need to get some excuses written on this. Hey, it happens, okay?
Really. See, read the shirt. I was there. Okay, let's this really is Elvira this time, okay, by Tommy. Okay, catch this, guys. You know that there were some songs back in the 60s, somewhere, 50s maybe, I forget exactly, by Tommy Two Tone. Well, this parody is done by Tommy Three Tone.
Oh, perfect.
So now that we've gotten past that,
and three tone.
Yeah, there you go. Let's listen to what this one is.
A virus, coronavirus, my love. Fire from a virus. Everyone is stressing. We're just not feeling fine. We're all cooped up and we are starting to whine. Well, I've got a real high fever. Well, I think it's a bad sign. 'Cause I feel like crap and it ain't benign. I'm singing a virus, coronavirus. My lungs on fire from a virus. Fever up, cough and a cough and a hack hack. Fever up, cough. Hi, oh virus, go away. Tonight I'm gonna drop in to the local ICU. They're gonna lock me in 'cause it ain't the flu. The doctor's going crazy and things are getting hazy. I think my time is up and I am through. And I'm singing a virus, coronavirus. My lungs on fire from a virus. Fever up, a cough and a hack and a hack hack. Fever up, a cough. A cough and a hack hack. Hi, yo virus, go away. A virus, coronavirus. My lungs on fire from a virus. Fever up, a cough and a hack and a hack hack. Fever up, a cough. And a hack hack. Hi, oh virus, go away. Yeah.
That was it.
I have to admit, every time I hear that song, it doesn't even matter if it's parodied with other, you know, other words. It's still going to be stuck in my head all day long, every time.
Or all week. Maybe all week. Yeah, you go.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Is this just some guy parodying of this
yes.
song? I mean, dressed like Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony Three-Tone,
yeah.
or whatever his name is.
yes. That's exactly what he calls himself, Tommy Three-Tone. And it's not, he's not a musical artist or anything. He's just some guy that decided it'd be good to do.
yeah, I can tell. But it's funny. It gets in your head.
It's hilarious. And on a more serious note, since we did do the Elvira parody, I want to mention that we lost someone who has been pretty prominent in the music field, Gary Reed, Hyde, something like that. Anyway, the founding member of the Oak Ridge Boys has died.
Oh, yeah. I see that.
So, and it's that clap, that dark hair and the handlebar, well, it's not handlebar mustard, but that mustache, and you just, anytime you see that, you recognize he's an Oak Ridge Boy. You know, that's just it, what you identify him with. And he's gone. So, but if I'm correct, hasn't the Oak Ridge Boys already retired? Did they already quit?
Yep, they were using other people.
Yeah, I think they did. Well, this original.
Well,
founding,
they had to in the 80s. They had. You remember the backup singer, one of the guys, the one with the big beard and big hair.
Yes.
There was
yeah.
a time there that he had to quit the group because he had to go to prison for a little while. So they used someone else until he got out of prison.
Yeah.
And then he's touring with them again. Mm-hmm.
And then,
like an
then there was a problem with him another time when. They wanted him to cut his hair and beard, and he wouldn't do it. So there was
yeah.
a great big foo-for-ah about that. But, that kind of stuff happens. It's just not – it didn't grow overnight. Why are you making a big deal about it now, you know? That kind of a thing. That was my reaction. So let's do another one. This is kind of cool. This guy's name, poor Susan, she just dropped and came back twice in the last 5 minutes. Anyway, this is a guy named Buddy Brown, and this is called Buddy Brown Truck Sessions. And he's doing, where did that come from? I didn't start a song, guys. Whoa. That was freaky because I didn't start a song. I had no song running. Okay, whatever.
It's
yeah.
a ghost studio, everybody. It's a ghost.
It's a ghost studio. We are haunted.
Somebody wants you to play that song,
heck.
Obviously.
He must like it because he's hanging around doing his thing, right? Anyway, this is Buddy Brown's Truck Sessions, the coronavirus song. And this guy is sitting on the tailgate of his truck with an acoustic guitar doing this. So this is
what's
cool.
What's going on, y'all? With all the craziness going on in the world right now, I figured we needed a coronavirus song. I know, the virus itself is not funny, but the song sure as hell is. Here we go.
I ain't trying to scare you and it ain't fake news. There's a really good chance that we're all pretty screwed. Communist China kicked us right in the teeth. We're the virus from hell and no work for 6 weeks. We're on lockdown, baby, and we're trying to get out. I'm going bad crazy cause I can't leave the house. I got a fridge full of beer, my baby's drinking that wine. Been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. I'm thanking God that I canceled that cruise. Stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues.
couple of days. Then it all got real when it got Tom Hanks. Now we can't shake hands and we can't even sneeze. If everyone will freak out and put us in quarantine, we're on lockdown, baby, and we're trying to get out. Going back crazy cold, but can't leave the house. Got a cooler of beer, my baby's drinking that wine. Been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. I'm thanking God that I canceled that cruise. Stuck here singing those dangle lockdown blues. Gets worse every day I turn on my TV. I'm thanking God I stocked up on TP. But I'm stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues. Lockdown blues. I had to. By the way, y'all, we had a brand new album come out literally yesterday, and I should be promoting that brand new album because it debuted number 2 in America. Please go get it. It's on every single store there is. We need a distraction. Stay alive out there. Stay safe. And don't sneeze on no one. Be good.
Just remember that. Don't sneeze on no one. There you go. Yes. Run, Charles. Run, Wade.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just allergies, you know. It's not the corona. Hey, you know what? I'm sorry I was gone earlier. My husband got stuck with the lawnmower, and I had to go outside to help him push it out. My bad.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I thought it was funny. I'm on the phone with you, and I get another phone call, and it's him on the other line calling from his cell phone. He was way on the other side of the property going, "I'm stuck." And I'm like, oh. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Help me. I'm sorry, that is funny. Sorry, Charles, but that is hilarious.
You coming?
The big macho man is calling for the little girl, come help, he's stuck. I love it. I totally love it. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's not the first time. He got the truck stuck once. I had to go help him, like, a few months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh. He got stuck because he was helping someone else get unstuck. So I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Bad luck.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That has happened before. Way back.
I'm like, you would think that the person getting unstuck would at least stick around to see if the other person might need help. But they never do.
No. He's probably just so relieved to get unstuck, he's not thinking about anything else but getting home.
I'm unstuck. I'm not going to stop and say thank you. I'm just going to keep on going.
I am trucking along, and that's what I'm doing. Yeah, exactly. I've got more music.
Realize this, especially during the virus. You have to realize this, Jenny, all of you guys. Tell you.
Yes.
People
Anything
are
that's funny, you
helping
have to tell
people. Neighbors are helping neighbors. People are actually trying so hard to be a good Samaritan most days. In fact, every night on my favorite radio station, they holler at all the nurses, the doctors, the EMTs, the people that are running the grocery stores, everybody that's out in this, they all get praised and prayed for. It's a huge celebration because these people are out there fighting the good fight between an enemy that's completely invisible. You can't see this coming. So
Exactly.
Be the good neighbor. You can stay 6 feet away from someone. You can wear a mask. You wear a glove. But be there for people.
No matter what's happening, people still need help. You still need to know that somebody is there if they need someone.
Always be a good Samaritan. Always be a good neighbor. Jesus commanded it. It's one of his big commandments. Love thy neighbor as you love thyself. And just be good to one another. And quit hogging the darn toilet paper, ladies and gentlemen. Just be nice.
Yes, exactly. Knock it off.
No.
Okay, we've got a funny one here. It's a funnier one. it's called, not by anybody in particular, because the guy didn't give his name, I don't know, but it's called Corn Queen.
Ooh, yeah, I'm not wearing pants, I'm deprived, I've lost track of time and my life. Ooh, has no routine, my name's Colleen, I am the Quarren Queen. Friday night and my wine stock's low. I've literally got no place to go. I try to find a good series to forget everything. I find the Tiger King. He's married to some real weird guys. Carol Baskin is living a lie. She fed her husband to tigers. Everything is not fine. Very weird circumstance. The show's got me in a trance. Cause I am the Quarren Queen. I lost my mind on day 17. Quarren Queen. Eating bread without margarine, oh yeah. I'm not wearing pants, I'm deprived. I've lost track of time and my life. Ooh, has no routine. I watch that screen, cause I am the Quarren Queen.
Now, you got to admit, that was different.
Yeah, it was pretty different there, Jenny. But then again, I'm not really a fan of Dancing Queen anyway. But.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's not one of my favorite songs, but I do like ABBA. But
yeah, it's from ABBA.
Know, someone gave me that song, so it's kind of like, okay, we didn't know that.
Well,
let's do one that
you folks that like ABBA. I'm not dissing on ABBA. It's just
I like ABBA too, but some songs just
for my generation and I wasn't really much into disco when I should have been, I guess. I don't know. Disco was still going until what? The early 80s, just like what, 81, 82, and then it stopped.
Something like or late 70s, 79, somewhere around in there, yeah.
Yeah, see,
it was
I'm going to blame it on not my generation, which I have no right to do because I listen to Elvis and all kinds of other older artists, so I don't know.
Well, honey, even the generation that was at that age right then wasn't crazy about disco most of the time. So, you're not alone. Don't worry about it. It's just that's all there was at that point. But no, not crazy about it.
But then
we're
going to
do one.
Saturday Night
Go
Fever.
Ahead.
When, and that's a good movie. And the dancing was awesome in it. But that's John Travolta. And he was trying to open up disco so people could love it, I guess. That movie was all about disco. Them going out.
Uh-huh. And that's the song I'm going to play next is a parody called Staying Inside. You'll recognize it.
Understand the coronavirus.
was short. I didn't expect it to be over that quick. That was short. But that was good. I like that.
He did it pretty good. You couldn't tell. He did it well.
Yes. Very, very well. That is really good. I've got a couple in here. Let me remember. Oh, I like this one. You guys remember the song My Sharona?
Yeah.
Well, how about My Corona?
Oh, boy.
Wish this would just go away.
It's also canceled due to the coronavirus. COVID-19.
Concerns related to COVID-19.
Wrecking everything. I don't want to stress, but oh, what a mess. So be careful, wash your hands till they bleed. Get lost, nasty COVID-19. Get lost, nasty COVID-19.
Yeah, they tossed a couple extra ones in there, but that was a little unexpected, but that's okay. That's okay. We're here to listen to what's there, so we're all right. Anyway, we have some better ones. Let's put it that way. How about a Beatles parody? I think we can go there.
Mm, yeah. Why not?
So when is the person going to come out with an Elvis parody? Am I going to have to do it, or
you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to do it because I didn't see any. I was looking.
Let me try and find a song that'll go with some words, and I'll get you one in the next week.
There we go. Yeah, because right. I didn't see one, and I was looking, but you know.
I was like, with all these artists, you think one person would do an Elvis parody about it? Huh.
Well, you'd think so. I mean, and it's not like there's a shortage of songs to put a parody to.
No, that's for sure.
Oh gosh. Anyway, let's see. If I remember correctly, I think this is a Beatles parody. I gotta wash my hands. Sounds like it, doesn't it? It sounds like it. Let's see what it is.
Oh yeah.
Because this song, Wash Your Hands, so I'm thinking to myself, okay, in Elvis's repertoire, what song can I use? Then I was like, bingo! We'll do it to Wash My Hands in Muddy Waters. But it'll be changed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good one.
Yeah. Good one.
My hands, it's soap and water. Wash my hands. Boy, I want them to come clean. I'm trying to lose this coronavirus, yeah. Will I go and wash my hands in a clean water stream?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lovely.
Here we go. We had our Elvis parody. Yeah.
We did.
It was just a thought, anyway.
Hey, I like it. I like it.
It went well.
We'll see what else I can come with it. We'll see what else I can come up with. That's
okay.
Just the chorus, everybody. We'll get the rest of the song.
There you go. There you go. And it'll be good. It'll be good.
Well, Elvis needs one. All these artists have one, and I don't think Elvis has one. So, got to do that.
I haven't seen one. So.
Yeah, I've not
anyway.
Heard of any.
On to the next. Let's go. I think this was a song by Foreigner. The parody is called I Want to Know What Day It Is.
Hey, hi. I hope you're doing well. So, I'm not super dressed up for this because I forgot I had this song because here's the thing about what's happening in my life right now. I have no concept of time. Is it May or October? Took the trash cans out at 9.
The trash doesn't come for 5 more days.
But the collection, it was over.
This morning.
No, we missed it last week.
No!
She said TGIF. Because she thought that it was Friday. But there are still 2 days left. And Wednesday is a dry day. Their online classes. She made a really yummy guac. 'Cause Taco Tuesday is a better day. So imagine mommy's shock when we told her it was Saturday. We all dressed up really nice for family pics on Easter Sunday. But I think we may have disappointed Jesus Christ, because we missed it and it's Monday. It's my life. I don't know the day or the hour. I don't know when I last took a shower. I just worked a full day, but my boss didn't call or write. Wait, it's Sunday night. Oh, what a wait. What day it is? I got this confusion. I don't know what day it is, because of all this seclusion. I don't know what day it is. Maybe tell me. I mean, I know you can't come over and physically tell me because of the quarantine. So maybe an idea is that you just like from across the street, you come over and yell it at me.
Just come over and yell at me.
You just want any interaction.
Just anybody, anything.
Just anybody interacting with you at all.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think it's time for me to take a shower.
Yeah, he probably does.
Bye. We take the elevator downstairs. So far. No!
Sorry, guys.
No, that was kind of funny. That one was kind of funny. The guy's going stir crazy. No, he's already gone. He's already gone stir crazy. That was good. When they make a parody, most of the time it's going to be a song you recognize, because that's what a parody is you take an existing song and put funky words to it to switch it up to something weird. That's what a parody is. So most of these songs, you're going to recognize them from somewhere.
Hey, what's this one? What's this one? What's this one, too? Since you just pointed that out. Here. Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel. But stay away from me. Get away from me. 6 feet away from me.
That would be a good one. That's Love Elvis. Lovely. That would be a good one. That would be a good one. I like that.
She didn't say what it was, but yeah, it would if you could get the words.
Oh, that would be hilarious. Wow. Hey.
There's also like this one. Let's see. Lord have mercy, I feel my temperature rising. Lord have mercy, it's burning me up inside. Burning, 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 but nothing can cool me, cool me, cool me. Lord have mercy, I've got the COVID-19. I've got the hunka-hunka coronavirus. I've got the coronavirus. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know what, though?
You can change the words a little bit to some, and you could just make as many as you want.
Temperature of 103. Make it a temperature of 105, and then dunk him in an ice water bath. That'll cool him. Take my word for it.
I'm not going to wait. That's a little too sensitive. We really shouldn't sing that we got the virus.
Yeah, well,
cool.
you know, we
yeah,
don't.
There's a lot of words you can change in a lot of Elvis songs to make them just as funny as what we've just heard with these songs, girl.
Exactly.
Never
Why
ending.
Hasn't anybody done it? Why was it completely overlooked? That doesn't make sense. But, maybe it's a respect thing. You know, you got to think of that side. Maybe it's a respect thing. It's just, you know, king of rock and roll, they just don't want to mess with his stuff. That could be.
It could be that. You know, it could be that. Out of respect for his music, they probably thought, let's not do a parody to
we're not gonna screw with that one. So,
or it could
yeah.
be something else. It could be something like a hidden agenda. It could be that RCA and EPE don't want you doing that, or you might get a little in trouble. It could be something else.
That could be, too.
Copyright could be something to do with it.
Oh, copyright could be a lot to do with it, actually.
Like, if I went on Facebook right now and got the karaoke track and did a parody song with Elvis, I guarantee you I'll probably get a note from Facebook telling me to take it down.
Most likely. Because
that's probably
what it
is.
Itself, yeah, the music itself, you have to have special permission to perform to that music.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But it's
exactly.
fun. So
well, okay.
I'm saying it's fun.
So we can't do that. So let's go with, here's one that Neil Diamond did a parody on one of his own songs. He took Sweet Caroline and he did the parody himself with an acoustic guitar sitting on the hearth of his fireplace. So let's see what that is.
Hi, everybody. This is Neil Diamond, and I know we're going through a rough time right now, but I love you, and I think maybe if we sing together, well, we'll just feel a little bit better. Give it a try, okay? Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Came the summer, who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, washing hands, reaching out, don't touch me, I won't touch you. Times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe they never would, but now I look at the night and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up. My shoulders, how can I hurt when I'm holding you? Hands, washing hands, reaching out, don't touch me, I won't touch you.
There you go. There's Neil Diamond himself parodying one of his own songs.
Yeah, he'd done a good job of that. That was great.
That was lovely.
Hmm.
For one of the at-home recordings, sitting on the hearth of your fireplace, playing your own acoustic guitar with no professional equipment or anything around you, not bad. Really not bad at all. So he's
just
having
that. With his age, he's still doing it because he still sounds just good. And meaning that he is 80 years old, he sounds pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he's
yeah.
still doing it.
Yeah.
And you know, if you look at that video, he really doesn't look 80 years old.
No.
He doesn't. So, you know,
I've not seen it. I'll have to go look.
Yeah.
And then I have to also say, you know, these entertainers, of course, they're not going to look their age, ladies and gentlemen. They have money, and they can look good for their age.
They can do stuff, yeah.
They can do stuff. They have the money to take care of their bodies, you know. They have the money. They look good because they have the money.
Okay, I've got another one that's a takeoff on a Beatles song.
Oh, good, another one.
Yeah, another one.
Another Beatles parody. I like
another Beatles parody.
Ooh, yesterday. COVID-19 seems so far away. Now it looks as though it's here to stay. Oh, I believe. I'm spending 3 whole weeks in quarantine. Is this virus taking over me? Oh, yesterday came suddenly. My bottle store had to close. No more booze from Pick and Pay.
I thought that one was pretty good. And if you watch the video, they've got a four square panel with each of the Beatles in it, and they've done like a Photoshop thing or something that moves their mouths to the song. It was really cool looking. It really was kind of cool. So it's amazing the things people think about when they're bored.
Exactly. What all we think about when we're bored.
Yeah, how creative you can get, you know? So I've got a couple of really nice, really, really rock parodies at this point, and that would be kind of cool. So first one is Don't Stand So Close to Me. Only this is the corona. This is the coronavirus versus.
Hi guys, what's going on out there? The roads are so empty. Let's go to. What do you say we go to the beach? Jesus, look at Look at the supermarket. There's so many people out front. What are they? Are they lottery tickets or something? Why do they have so much toilet paper? I don't understand. Whatever, let's just go down to the beach. Kiss, kiss.
Hey kids, now stay home, please. I don't want COVID-19. You're not thinking, you're not immortal. Stay in and watch Stranger Things.
Give me a hug.
Inside you could be a virus. If you cough, I'll punch your face. You're walking, you're too close now. I'm about to go insane.
No panic bias. isolation too. Imagine all the people sharing no more germs. Imagine there's no bar crawl when you need a hoop. No hand sanitizer. Boris Johnson too. Imagine all the people wiping with the sun. News. You may say I'm a hoarder, but my shopping weighs a ton. I hope someday you'll join us and the non-perishables will all be gone. Imagine no pandemic had started in Wuhan, sold out of bleach and nappies. Paracetamol. Imagine all the people sharing no disease. You may say I'm a cleaner, but the disinfectant's gone. I hope someday you'll clean us and the germs will be on time.
I like that. The germs will be undone. Just remember that. Might be dreaming, but good. Hey, you know. It was, wasn't it?
Mm.
I like that. As a parody, I like that almost as well as I like the original song.
Yeah.
And that's saying something. So it was actually really good.
Oh.
And I don't have any clue how they do that and make it sound like the original artist.
Yeah.
That has always baffled me. I know it has something to do with having the computer program that will pick out certain words. But how do you make it be on tone with the music? I haven't ever been able to figure that out. But you know what? There are people called impersonators. And that's what they do. That's what they do. So, you know, it's really not all that odd when you stop and think about it. They probably hired them to, okay, do this for us, and sure, for $100,000 I will.
Yeah, why not?
Oh my gosh. And Manette had to leave us as well, and so Shauna's phone was the culprit. Otherwise she would have been here, because we were having a good time with this show. It was quite awesome. And as serious as the situation is, these funny things come out of it because we are human and we need to be able to deal with stuff. And somehow putting a comical slant on something serious helps us deal with it. And that's just how it is. That's just reality. So it's not doing anything bad. It's not making light of anything. It's taking something and putting a comical slant on it so that we can handle it. And that's really what it is. But it makes you feel better, and that's the whole point anyway. So there we go. You guys know CR's Bad Moon Rising, right? Oh, please say yes.
No, I don't think so.
Really? Okay. Well, Creedence Clearwater had a hit song called Bad Moon Rising.
Right.
Quite a lot of numbers of years ago. I think I was 14, 15. It was a long time ago. Anyway.
2 years back.
There's a parody on that called Coronavirus Rising. So let's give that a listen. Yes, and I wanted to say hi to Manette. She came back after she was gone for a while. I'm sorry, honey. I did not realize that you thought I was leaving you on hold all the time, and I really would not do that to you. I did unmute you every time I unmuted Ann and Susan and Shauna as well. Are you okay, sweetheart?
Oh, yeah. That wasn't me.
Okay. Okay. Well, somebody, is that you, Susan?
It is.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Okay.
What?
Well, I don't want anybody choking on air. I don't want to. If you're going to do that,
chest, Susan.
Yeah. Huh? If you're going to do
have
that, you
got
to hang up.
I have got a cough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put my hand over the mic and then I have a little cough and then I come back in.
Well, honey, let me give you a little hint. It don't work.
No. Oh, doesn't it? Oh, you
but
can
that,
hear me?
No,
yes,
I can hear you coughing and I just get concerned that maybe you're not really okay. But if you say you are, then that's what we're going to go
I'm
with.
No, I'm fine.
All right.
Fine.
That's good then. I was just wondering. All right, and we're getting down to it, but I probably have time for two more songs. I'm going to do one now, and then it'll be time to say goodbye. But right now, Rolling Stones. This is a parody on their I Can't Get No Satisfaction. This is called Can't Get No Sanitizer.
I can't
understand that you can get a bit frustrated when you run out of things like sanitizer, but you don't have to get mad because there's a good old-fashioned alternative.
You better wash your hands.
See if it's even fitting in the screen.
So there you go. Let's get the rest of the family in on at the end so that nobody's left out. And
that was pretty good, Jenny.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. I liked that. That was nice. And I've got, let's see, right now I've got 5 minutes left, but I want to say thank you for everybody that came in to join Shauna and I. This was such a fun show to do. You know, it was John's idea, and he found many of the songs, many of the songs, or gave me the link to the access where they had put a lot of them together, and that made it very, very easy to pop them down in the computer and up into the studio. So much of this show is thanks to John.
Oh, thank you, John.
And it was his idea. It was is fantastic. And it was his idea for Sean and I to do it together. And so we talked and thought, hey, what a great idea. Yes, we can do that. We love doing shows together. It's so much fun. We play
team,
off each other
Jenny.
Very well. Thank you so much. We really do like doing them together. It's fun. And I want to thank Ann and Susan and Minette. Ann stuck with me for the whole thing. She comes in before it starts, and she's there for the whole. I don't know what she did with her equipment or her Wi-Fi or whatever it was, but, hey, you know what? It works now, girl.
It works. Doesn't
awesome.
It?
And now if Susan can get that same service,
Yeah,
she can stop getting so tired flying across the Atlantic 4 and 5 times during a show. And thank you, Minette, for when you called in and you just kind of hung out. And most of the time you're kind of quiet. But, yes, please honey, I never, ever leave you on hold. Between songs, I unmute everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yes, if you've got something to say, you just pop up there, and that's perfectly fine. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Be part of the family, so to speak. And everybody on chat, thank you for being there so, so much. Because all of the comments and the conversations that go on during the show, some of them are so funny, so hilarious. And it's just nice to know that they're there. Because they're with you. And all of my friends and family, I know I have a lot of friends and family that listen to this show. I can go back and look at numbers after the show is over, and it'll be like within 2 or 3 days, it'll be registering 38 people or 58 people or something like that. And a lot of them are friends and family that have to come in later to listen to it, but they always do. And I want to thank them for doing that. So, and I thank all my friends now for doing that. And it's just a wonderful way to get together, and especially for a show like today, to just kind of lighten ourselves up and know that we're going to get to the end of this and we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. And everybody keep taking precautions, and we won't lose anybody. And that's the goal, to get through it and not lose anybody. So thank you, everyone, for being with me. And to play us out, it's not going to get clear to the end, but that's okay. It's a take on, I think it's on Kokomo. We'll find out. Anyway, it's called Corona Home. Goodbye, and thank you, everybody.
Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? because we can't.
We're in quarantine. From a can, afternoons coloring with crayons. It's been 13 seconds since I last went to go wash my hands in my corona. Oh, Rubik's cornflakes, don't give me handshakers. Please remove us, your mama. Time to watch my dramas. No labor, no razor, out of toilet paper. In my corona. Showered in a week, browsing on my knees, panic shopping for groceries, and by and by we'll defy the guidelines from the CDC. Lost my appetite, cocktails during business guys. No one comes to socialize. Change my pajamas, learning how to samba. Nintendo, Lamego, time to Marie Kondo. In our corona home, we shouldn't ask how long this will go. Don't think we want to know. In our corona homes.
Hey everyone, thanks for watching. Hope this video brought you a little bit of joy. Special thanks to all my Patreon supporters who support me all year round on Patreon, and especially during this difficult period where I clearly have a lot of free time on my hands. If you'd like to support, you can head on over there to Patreon, or one of the best and most effective ways of doing so is simply by subscribing and sharing any videos you like. Hope you all are staying safe and healthy. Stay strong, stay considerate, and I'll see you on the other side of this. Thanks again, all my best.